Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric. This is Joe Milligan. I'm sorry. The Papa, whatever it's called, the app we have, isn't working for some reason. I just picked someone else and I hit end to end it and then it didn't tape. So that's why I thought, okay, I'll have to go to this because I want to make sure we get you taped. So what we'll do is you'll be taping a segment for the Ross Food Show. We'll talk about SPF football. And maybe where it started and basically, you know, how it benefits the Ranger football program.
Okay.
And also, I'll be the one to make mistakes, but we will edit this, so, okay?
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay. Your name's Eric Ubler, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I have it here, it's on my phone, but I didn't want to touch anything on my phone right now, so because I'm afraid I'd lose you. So okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and welcome back to the Ross Food Show, and we're joined by SPF football. We're gonna start over because what's your title? Do you have a title or
president?
President. Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome back to the Ross Food Show. And we're joined by SPF President Eric Ubler. Eric, why don't you give us a little description on what all SPF football does?
SPF football is the feeder system for Forest Park Ranger football. It started in 2001. A few guys got together and they were obviously the high school did not have football, so that was their end goal, was try to get football started up here. And they combined S from St. Anthony, P is from Pine Ridge, and F was from Ferndon Elementary. So that was the three elementary schools that fed into Forest Park. So that's where SPF, the name, came from. And it took over. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You go ahead.
You're saying we started playing flag football in 2001, and then we formed a committee with Andy Cordes and Lisa Bogus, and we pursued getting football for Forest Park through many and many meetings and school board meetings and fundraising and everything, and it took a few years, but we finally got it accomplished and we started playing high school football with the JV season in 2006.
And I know you talked about fundraising, and I know football is not a cheap endeavor.
No, it's not. That was one of the biggest obstacles we had to fight. School board didn't want to raise taxes for money. They didn't, you know, they just... there's not a whole lot of money in the public school system, so we started raising money, and barbecue chicken dinner here, car wash here, and then as we got closer, we started going to getting donors, some of the major manufacturers here, mainly in the Ferndon area. But with all that, We finally got it accomplished and got voted in the school board in 2006.
And the way it looks, the way Forest Park football has advanced, they've benefited from SPF football.
Oh, yes. It, you know, that without it, there wouldn't, I don't believe there ever would have been Forest Park football.
And that's good to hear. And we're glad
there's
Forest Park football. Yet another successful football program in the area.
Yeah, so it was always a shame that about these kids around here just didn't get an experience of Friday night atmosphere, you know, and you know, we've had our ups and downs, but it's playing and getting beat sure beats playing and or not getting to play at all, you know.
Well, Eric, you know, thank you for all that you've done and SPF football's done for Forest Park football, and we appreciate it and we want to thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
And you've been listening to the Ross Foose Talk Show on the Southwestern Indiana Sports Network, powered by Milligan Grocery Communications. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Okay, and we're out. And I'm sorry about that. And actually, I'm sorry, but I'm going to also have to look and see what's going on with our other app we just bought.
Okay, that's fine. And I had to actually come out in my warehouse because I don't get very good reception inside my office.
Well, thank you. It
is raining, so it makes it a little bit harder.
And we've taped the Ross Foose segments of the show, and we'll add you to it, and we'll have it on today. And do you have Roku TV? Just to inquire.
I'm sorry. Say again.
Do you have Roku TV?
I did not. I never heard of this until this morning.
Roku TV is an app that we have a TV that has Roku TV on it, and so people can get on there and they look for SW Indiana Football Network. Or SW Indiana Sports Network, and you can download the app and then watch games because we're going to tape. We actually asked Loudon if we could tape delay. I guess maybe next year we're going to do it. Tape delay the football games, you know, so people can watch them. You know,
yeah.
And because we're starting with starting next week. We're starting a volleyball game of the week.
Oh, that's cool.
Game for local teams. So you know, we're just trying to do. Actually, we started this Roku channel. It's cheaper than going and buying WJTS. I guarantee you that. And you know, a lot of people ask because we're from Jasper. Why aren't you doing Jasper? Well, Jasper games are already done, so there's no reason for us to do those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even see us doing the basketball games because they're already done. So we want to do things that aren't done, and we don't want to fight for the same advertisers all the time.
I can
let you know and give you a link to this when we get it up, okay?
Okay, I was curious. Were you related to Gary Killian?
I'm Milligan. I know Gary. Gary
Killian. Oh, I'm sorry.
He worked for my dad for quite a while. So. Did you know Gary?
I used to play softball with Gary years ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. I know he played a lot of softball. I know that.
Yeah. Big man. Good guy.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
All righty. Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Hello? Chris? Hello? Okay, hold on. Chris? I don't know what's going on here. I have no idea.
Hello.
Hey, Coach. I'm sorry. If you got a call earlier and nothing happened because the phone line's been going crazy here. I spent good money on an app that would record phone calls, and now it's not working, so now I'm going back to Blog Talk. So
gotcha.
So, okay. And we'll go over the last week's North Posey game. And then I taped your defensive coordinator what's his first name?
Kevin Temple.
Yeah, I should know that because he played basketball back when my nephew played. My nephew was Ted O'Brien. So,
okay,
I was at a lot of Heritage Hills games back then. So,
we were pretty good back then.
Yeah, very good. They had Jay Whitney and Troy Cox and Kevin was the banger, and Ted you had a bunch of good athletes. So. So we'll go over and then we'll add Kevin Temple in section two, and in section three we'll tape the we'll preview the Gibson Southern game. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the Todd Wilkerson Show, Coach. Last week you were a 35-14 winner over North Posey in a game. That was in a big game. It was on TV and everything. So why don't you preview that game Why don't you go over that game for us?
Yeah, well, very pleased with the way we played last week. We got off to a little bit of a slow start defensively. North Posey took the first drive down the field, put together a long drive, and scored on their first drive. We'd stressed all week not to give up the big play. We were trying to make them, kind of dink and dunk it down the field, and they did that to us. We didn't give up the big play, but they had a nice long drive and moved the ball down the field. We had an opportunity for an interception late in the drive and didn't come down with it. But, you know, they drove down and scored. We did a nice job answering back, had a real nice kick return and answered back. With a touchdown, and then the very next drive we got a pick six, which put us up 14-7. So that really helped us get some momentum going. Didn't really get much else done offensively in the first half, but came out in the second half and executed a big screen pass in the third quarter for a big game to Evan Bowling. I think it was about a 54-yard pass and set up our third scoring drive. And once we got up two scores, that kind of helped our defense be a little more aggressive. Our offense could really slow down and use the clock, and we were kind of in our groove there with grinding out the clock on offense and being aggressive on defense. So, got up 35-7 at one point, and then gave up a late kickoff return you know, late in the game. So very pleased overall. We intercepted the North Posey quarterback four times. I thought we had a great defensive plan and did a really nice job, you know, disrupting their routes and not letting them get in too much of a rhythm. And we made some big plays. I mean, obviously, you know, the three of their turnovers set up either stopped an immediate scoring drive for them or set up a scoring drive for us. So turnovers were a big deal. We did not turn the ball over, which was great. You know, it was great being plus five in the turnover ratio that night. So that really helped as well. So overall, very pleased with the team effort. Had a couple nice kick returns and punt returns. So, you know, special teams played well as well. So all really nice effort in all three phases.
And we'll be back on the Todd Wilkerson Show to talk to defensive coordinator Kevin Temple right after this message from our sponsors. You're listening to the Todd Wilkerson Show. Okay, we're out. And then we'll add Kevin in, okay?
Okay, yep.
And then in Section 3, we'll go over the Gibson Southern game.
Okay.
Let me look back here. I'm quick to something. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're back on the Todd Wilkerson Show. Todd, I'll tell you what, you know, defensive coordinator, defensive coordinator Kevin Temple, Heritage Hills has a lot with him.
Yeah. Kevin's done a great job. You know, he works very hard, watches a ton of film. Jade Winchell also helps him out quite a bit with planning, and our secondary coach. And you know, we kind of all put in our two cents after that. Kevin does the majority of the work, but very pleased with the way our defense has been playing. And then, you know, we've got to have a great effort this week against an outstanding offensive team, Gibson Southern.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to say. You're both sitting at 4-1 on the season, and you get to play Brady Allen this week.
Yeah, you know, we're familiar. You know, this is the fourth year we've played Brady. You know, he's been – this is his fourth year as a starter, so it seems like he's been around forever, and we'll be happy to see him go on to Purdue. But, you know,
exactly.
he's the type of quarterback that you don't see in high school very often. You know, a guy that's very accurate, can get the ball deep down the field. He's obviously 6'5", so he can see very well, very quick release. And then Gibson just does a great job of running great routes. They've got a real nice receiver, Rory Hiltzley, that has really come along this year, that, you know, we have to be very aware of. So, you know, we're used to playing them. We usually play them twice a year. We have for the last few years, see them in the regular season and in the sectional. So, we understand how to prepare for their fast-paced offense and what we need to do in terms of game planning. You know, we need to control the ball on offense to keep their offense off the field, move the chains, try to eat up the clock, make them play defense. And that's really our best defense is to possess the ball. You know, when our defense is on the field, we just got to do a really good job mixing up coverages, trying to keep them a little bit confused if we can. And then also, you know, they got a nice running back, so we're going to have to, and a nice O-line, so we're going to have to work real hard at making sure we're solid in the run game.
And one thing I've noticed about the PAC this year is there's never an off week, and it prepares you well for the sectional.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think we have a really nice conference, you know. Every week you better be ready to play. You see different types of offenses. You know, we've got some great coaches in the conference that really push you to become a better coach yourself. And I think it bodes well for the teams in our conference to be prepared for the sectional, because, you know, many times the team that gets out of at least our local 3A sectional has a really good shot of ending up in the semi-state. We've had quite a bit of success in our regionals coming out of our sectional. So, you know, it's a grind during the season, but it really does prepare you for the postseason. If you can get out of your local sectional, you've got a great opportunity to to get to that Sima State game. And, you know, once you get to that Sima State game, you're right there to punch your ticket to Lucas Oil. So we really feel like the conference is strong, you know, with the realignment here in the last few years. I think it's working out well for both the small schools and the big schools. So all in all, a great conference, and I think things are going very well.
Well, Coach, good luck this week.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate what you're doing here.
And you've been listening to the Todd Wilkerson Show on the Southwestern Indiana Sports Network, powered by Milligan Brosmer Communications. We'll see you next week. Okay, we're out.
Okay.
And
all right.
And
thanks,
Joe. And as I said, I did you on this because for some reason we spent a lot of money on this app and now it's not working. And I just recorded someone and I hit merge. Well, it's usually my fault. I don't hit merge, but I hit merge because I always hit merge. It's the first thing, and it did record. So,
gotcha.
So needless to say, I've got some explaining to do in technology.
Well, if anything,
as long as everyone realizes technology doesn't always agree with us. So,
right. Well, if you need to get back with me or whatever, just let me know. It shouldn't be a problem.
Sounds good. I've taped you on Blog Talk, so I'm sure it should be fine. So,
okay. All right.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Good, Joe. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.